This is Will Cooper with the Smooth Draws Radio Show. I'm here in Charlotte, North Carolina at Cigars Etc. 2 with the one and only Jose Blanco, the Senior Vice President of EP Carrillo. He's getting ready to do one of his world-famous blending seminars, and we're going to have a little chance to talk with Jose tonight. Jose, how you doing tonight?
Always great to be here, you know, seeing you doing a seminar. I mean, life is good.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, EP Carrillo, it's a company that's been around, I want to say, 7 years right now. And there's been some big changes. Last year, it was probably something that I haven't seen in the cigar business in a while, where Ernesto Perez Carrillo Jr. basically overhauled the whole portfolio. Why don't you talk a little about that?
Well, that's one of the things that I, when I came aboard, and I before getting on board, I saw at the IPCPR all the different changes that Ernesto made. There was a little, you could say there was a little bit of confusion sometimes with the boxes. It was not clear, even though the cigars were amazing. So what Ernie did was to upgrade, I would say, give a total facelift to the brand and to the new brands, where every cigar, like the Dos, the Rebel, the Capa del Sol, has its own identity. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars were spent on this with the box company, the band companies, and just, you know, pure marketing to make it distinguish and very clear what the brands were all about. And, I mean, to be honest right now, it's been amazing. But more than that, it's just Ernesto coming out with new blends that are just different. One of the great things I think that EPC Cigars has is that even though we have a lot of different brands, the profile of each of the brands is totally different. You know, he uses broadleaf, he uses Ecuador, he uses broadleaf Connecticut in a binder, he uses Habano, he uses Sumatra, he uses Dominican tobacco. So he's all over the place, and we know Ernie takes his time when it comes to blending. And, I mean, he's a master at what he does.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of exciting new blends I know that are out there. You mentioned the Dusk, the Capa del Sol. Which are some of the ones right now that are really getting some of the traction in the market?
Well, to be honest right now, and I have to be honest to say it, we knew that the Rebel Rebellious was going to do great, but what we had projected to sell for 3 months, it just went out like in 6 weeks. So probably in the next 2 weeks, we'll be getting our new orders. One thing that Ernie does is he gives the cigars, you know, 75 days to 90 after they're made. So, you know, they're consistent, you know, and the cigars are ready to go. The Dust has been fantastic. Capa del Sol, everybody knows that we do great with La Historia. It's one of our number one cigars, the Inch, the Oscuro, the New Wave Reserve, the New Wave Kinetic. I mean, it's a portfolio of cigars that, you know, we bring to the market, a cigar, you know, for different prices, different profiles for people really to enjoy.
Absolutely. Now, interesting, you come on board, I want to say, back in November, and you come on as Senior Vice President of Sales. And really what I've seen observing you, Jose, is you're not the guy who's walking into a store with a briefcase. What you're doing is, this is how I'm reading it, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, you're going in and you're kind of going in as the professor and you're educating. Would you say that there's some accuracy to that?
Yeah, that's part two. I do the sales speech that we all have to do. But, you know, I talk to retailers, what's happening, what are they seeing, what they like to see from us, what type of the event they want, whether it's a seminar or sales event. Looking at what other companies do, I work a lot with the international market. Last week I was at Pro Cigar with Ernie. In December I was the factory working on different things. I would say more for the international markets that in the future people will know about it. But it's great. When you're working with a person like Ernesto, we're more or less the same age, even though I'm a little bit older than him. I look younger than him, that's for sure. The thing is that, you know, we understand tobacco. We have the passion for it. And we have a great understanding, and to work with Lissette and Ernie Jr., even if he's not involved in the day-to-day, he still comes to the meetings and all that. So it's a great opportunity, a great family to work with. Ernie is as passionate as I am about cigars.
I saw some video that you guys posted when you went down to the factory for the first time, and I guess the first reaction I had is, well, what are they cooking up? So it sounds like that you guys are looking at something for the international market right now?
Well, we're not talking a lot about it, but we could be doing something. But now that you mentioned the videos, it's amazing. Ernesto, I mean, he likes to travel and all that, but I'm getting him more now. He's on Twitter. He's been on Twitter for a lot. He's been very active. Now he's got an Instagram account, Pérez Carrillo Ernesto. And what we do is now I'm doing a lot of videos on Facebook with him. And he talked the other day about Pro Cigar. Then he talked about rappers. Then we talked about the curing process. And it's amazing to see, you know, hundreds of comments on the page. And a lot of people say, well, he cannot come maybe to our store, but we're seeing him talking about the different process of making cigars and all things that go on in the factory. People are very excited with that.
Yeah, Jose, I think that's a real key thing that you've been able to bring to the table is, you know, obviously Ernesto's just been very busy in the factory. You're out in the field, but this has been a good conduit for people to see Ernesto because I've seen him in person, and there's a lot you can learn from him as well.
Well, you've known him for many, many years. I mean, even before you were, you know, dedicated total to this, you were a cigar smoker, and you know, and you knew about Ernesto, and you and I have been friends for many years. But, you know, Ernie, how do I put it? When you get him to talk about what he likes, like he was talking the other day about the characteristics of Al Sumatra, I mean, you cannot imagine how many people inbox me, you know, to congratulate me and tell Ernie, you know, try to do this at least once a week. Take a topic about a leaf, about a country, about, you know, all the attributes that tobacco have in it. And coming from Ernesto, which is, in my opinion, one of the really true master blenders in the industry, I mean, it's great for him to do those things.
To me, there's two rappers I think of when I think of Ernesto Pérez Carrillo. It's the Connecticut Broadleaf and the Ecuadorian Sumatra. I think as far as a blender goes, those are his core competencies.
Oh, yeah. He's a big fan of Sumatra. Anybody that this hasn't heard Ernesto's comments on it, go to my Facebook page or to the EPC Carrillo of Facebook. It's about 4 minutes where he talks about Sumatra and how great it is. I've always been a great fan of Sumatra, too, and, of course, Broadleaf. But when it comes to Broadleaf and to Sumatra, you know, Ernie really is a master on that.
No, absolutely, absolutely. You know, you mentioned Pro Cigar. You were down at Pro Cigar. What are some of the observations you could take away from last week's Pro Cigar Festival?
Well, it was the 10th anniversary. I mean, everybody was there. We were happy because our good friend Lito Gomez got the number one cigar of the year. He's one of the members of Pro Cigar. Also, we had Ernesto there. That we had the number four cigar. Then, you know, Guillermo was there. Henke was there. The people of Altalis was there. Henke Kendler was there. Manolo Quesada was there. Hochi, my cousin, was there. Rafael Nodal was there. I mean, it's not the biggest festival in the world, a cigar festival, but it's the most organized festival you're ever going to see. Everything runs clockwise down there. The food, every night where we had the events, it was just amazing. We had people from all over the world coming over. And we look forward to see you there next year.
I know, Jose, I'm going to make that happen. How many cigars did you smoke down there?
Well, to be honest, you know, I smoke four or five a day. And to be honest with you, you know, talking with people, running around, doing this tour, this and that, taking care of people, I was probably doing four a day.
Okay. That seemed low for me. I was going to pay about six there. Right. So, you know, Jose, obviously a lot of changes going on in the U.S. with the FDA right now. How is EP Carrillo kind of positioning themselves to get ready for the new world of regulation?
Well, I got to tell you something. You know, Ernie's daughter, Lissette, is a lawyer. Frank, the married to Lissette, is a lawyer. They were very well-known lawyers in New York with a great practice. And we have, you know, all the ducks in a row, all the T's crossed, everything is ready. We were one of the first companies to submit it. And also, you know, Ernesto has the finances to be able to do it. You know, when you have your own factory and you have the resources, you're way ahead of the curve. So we got to pray to see if things, you know, do not go so strict. I firmly believe there could be some changes so everybody could make it and make it a fair game. But it's something that we're not the people who could decide it. It's, I think, personally, it's very unfair. We don't target kids. We're all adults. And our industry, compared to the cigarette industry, we're about $800 million. The cigarette industry is $90 billion, so it's not really fair play.
No, absolutely, you know, and, you know, we hear things, for example, you know, the changes in box counts, which really don't apply to cigar smokers, but they were put in place for cigarette smokers, and here's a case where they're trying to make one size fits all with us.
Yes, that, the packaging, the warning signs, it's not totally clear. My personal opinion is that they gave an extension to the 30th of June. I think around maybe mid-May or the first week of June, we will see another extension to the probably to the 31st of December, and then we'll see what happens. I personally feel that they don't still have everything together. They found out it's more complicated than they think. Plus, we're fighting it hard, you know, with all the lobbyists that we have, the lawyers, the CRA, the IPCPR, the CAA, the TAA, everybody who's involved in it, because it's not fair. We're a very small industry. If you look at it, 90% of the shops is mom and pops, one owner that's been doing it for 10 years, 20 years, whatever. There's a lot of livelihoods at stake. But more than that, the impact for that to go through is going to impact Dominican Republic, Mexico, Honduras, Costa Rica, Peru, Brazil, Ecuador. I mean, it's Mexico. It's going to be huge.
You know, I was just in Central America, Jose, and the interesting thing I saw is no one was really slowing down in Nicaragua or Honduras. What's happening in the Dominican Republic? Do you think it's similar? Are you seeing a slowdown?
No. We're pumping out. I mean, right now in Santiago, it's even hard to get rollers. So, because you have to understand, Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, and basically Nicaragua and Dominican Republic, worldwide, we have taken away a lot from the Cubans. You take Germany. Germany, 1995, was 80% Cuban, 20% non-Cuban. I think last year they finished 65% non-Cuban, 35% Cuban. So, you know, it has been moving around. Cigars, especially from Dominican Republic and Nicaragua, have become very popular. So, you know, if we hit and miss some cigars here in the States, you know, other countries, because of the lack of production that the Cuban has, you know, we're picking up in different countries.
Absolutely. Do you think right now, you know, we've seen a lot of consolidation, or some consolidation, I should say, start to happen in the cigar industry. Do you think we're going to see a lot more consolidation?
Well, my personal opinion, if depending on what happens on the FDA, let's say that everything continues in place, fortunately a lot of people are not going to make it, then it would really come down to where the big boys would look at who's left and say, instead of me spending $3 or $4 million to get 3% of the market share, I'd rather buy so-and-so maybe for a couple of $1 million more and get that 5, 6, 10% or whatever they have of the market and make their market share even better. It's after the FDA rulings, we are really going to know what's going to happen in the industry.
Would you say you're optimistic or cautiously optimistic, pessimistic? What's your view?
There's times, to be honest, that I go like 80-20, it's not going to happen. Now I've seen a lot of things lately. So if I would be a betting man now, I would say to me it's like 50-50 right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of along the same boat right now. So, Jose, you're in Charlotte right now. Where are some of the places folks can expect to see you over the next few weeks?
Well, I'm going to do the seminar here tonight. Then I go back to Tennessee, Match Party. I can't remember the name of the place, but I know it's in Tennessee, to do another blending seminar. Then I'll be next week in California. I have 4 blending seminars there. Then after that, I come back on a Sunday, and Monday I leave to Mexico after coming back from Mexico, then I'll be in New England for 2 weeks. So it's going to be like 7 straight weeks of traveling.
So you'll be at the TAA, I guess, then in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. We'll be at the TAA. It's always fun. That's where you meet really the top retailers of the country. You take kind of a break, but it's break maybe when you're having lunch or dinner. But, you know, all night you're out there talking with these guys, trying to get them on board, setting up events, trying to get them to buy more cigars. So it's a work situation 24/7.
Jose, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking some time, and we're looking forward to the seminar tonight.
Thanks, Kubo. It was great to see you. Let's see how you do tonight.
I'm looking forward to it.